Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Sound Heart. Tonight we're going to be discussing war eschatology. And once again, the term eschatology means the doctrine of last things or final. And so tonight I want to discuss a very important aspect of eschatology, and that is the judgment of God. Now, there are different judgments that are addressed in the doctrine of eschatology. But tonight I want to focus on one particular aspect of the wrath of God. I want there to be clarity as to what God's view of His church is, that is, what He has in store for His church. I'm going to begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. This is very important, which reads, "But with me," this is Paul speaking, "but with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self." So, in the Greek text, Paul has these words. "It's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's pain." That is, this day that you and I are living in man's day, this ion, this age, doctrinally is considered man's day. So I want to emphasize this because of what is being presented for eyes in the media. What is being protected is not being protected. The disinformation and disinformation that's being intended. So I want you to understand this is man's day. Now, the antithesis of man's day is the day of Christ, which Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. He speaks of the day of Christ. And so, this is 1 Corinthians 5:5. "To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ." So, that is the antithesis of the day of man. Now, when we go to Romans chapter 2, and please understand that the chapter divisions were put there by human beings, not by God. So there is no interruption between chapters 1 and 2 of Romans. And there is so Paul lays out the heart of man, the essence of the heart of man. Now, there is one word given in Romans chapter 1. Paul describes human behavior. He just describes, he speaks about, he elucidates the busts of persons. And in verse 26, there is the word taphi. This word is also used in Paul's letter to the Colossians. And there it is, pathos, which you get our word pathology. And so this word means the diseased condition of the soul from which the lust springs. The diseased condition of the soul from which the lust springs. And so it is in the Greek that unfortunately does not translate, just so we're going to go into the English. So, as Paul talks about why the wrath of God, he says the wrath of God is being revealed, Romans 1:18, for the wrath, where there is orge, which means this word for anger. It means an abiding state of anger. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who seize, hold, and suppress. Who seize, hold, and suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Please understand how important this is. This is divine revelation. And God wants us to know the truth. But we live in a day of, once again, misinformation, deception. And we have the Word of God so that we have a light in this murky darkness. Now, in chapter 2, which continues chapter 1, of course, Paul writes, verse 5, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasured up unto thyself wrath, again, for his forgiveness, against the day of wrath, the day of anger. Orge means an abiding state of anger. Against the day of wrath and revelation of righteous judgments of God. So, verse 6 says, he will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality to life, but unto them that are contentious, that is self will to do. Do not obey the truth. And this word, it means to disbelieve, also implying disobedience. But obey unrighteousness. But obey unrighteousness. And in the next word, indignation and wrath. The word indignation is a translation of the Greek word thumos. Thumos means sudden rising of being, and then it reaches its plateau, and then it dissipates. That's the mass. Furs or the violent tuning of air. So, God is going to have both the indignation that is through mass and orgy that abides the king toward those who do not know Jesus. Now, I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians, if you would turn there. 1 Thessalonians, Paul again talks about something very important for believers. And in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Paul states, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus. Now, notice carefully, which delivered which delivered us from the wrath to come. Again, the word verse 10 for wrath is orge. Orge. So, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Christ Jesus. God has been. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. Please write it down. 1 Thessalonians 5, 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath or to orge, but to obtain or the acquisition of salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that both through victory and sleep we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also do. Now, the believers are not going to suffer the wrath of God. But then Paul makes this amazing statement in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And he writes in verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 3:3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. So, now this is very different. Believers will not suffer the wrath of God, but you and I do suffer affliction. And things that crush, things that suffering that is designed to shape us into the image of his dear son. And notice the language. For yourselves know that we are appointed to. This is very different from those who are appointed to wrath. You and I are not under the wrath of God. We're not suffering the wrath of God. Jesus Christ, 33 AD, as he hung on the Roman cross for a gibbet, Jesus suffered eternal wrath. And in Psalm 22, verse 1, we read, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the answer comes, also in Psalm 22, for I will burn in the man. So it was at that point that Jesus experienced the separation from God. He was separated from God. And those who do that with Jesus will suffer, they will reject the gospel, the good news of Jesus, will suffer eternal separation from God. That is the message of the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus. Jesus died for our sin. Jesus died to set us free from the wrath to come. Wrath is coming. First John makes it sound these things. John says, and I'm not going to go there tonight, John states that this world, in the Greek grammar, John says that this world, this age, is being caused to pass away. This age is being caused to pass away. Well, by whom? By God. In his sovereign, this age is being caused to pass away. It is he, that it's God who's preserving the universe. Hebrews chapter 1, we read that the world's being held up by the word of his power. And Hebrews 11, we read that things that we see are what our visual cortex sees were created by the power of God. And so the world is very different than I think it really is. But please understand that God has not appointed his church to gain salvation through Jesus. God bless you.